Hello?
Yes, hi, is this Raquel?
May I ask who's speaking?
This is Don Rose from Penguin Book Writers, ma'am.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Perfect, thank you so much, and we welcome you on board. And I'm sure that it's going to be a breeze working with you. So again, my name is Don Rose. I'm the senior project writer and the lead writer assigned to your book writing project. Okay? So you spoke to my colleague, Jane Foster, a few minutes ago. So I'm following up with a call. This is basically just, you know, an introductory call of sorts. And this call would also allow me to better understand the project, what the book is going to be about, and you know, how the process will pan out for both of us for the next few months. Okay, so following our conversation, I'm going to go ahead and send you a brief questionnaire, which, you know, basically talks about your requirements, what the book is going to be about, how many pages and word counts, you know, you think would be the best fit for your book, if you have come up with the title of the book. So, you know, the questionnaire is very basic, but it provides us an opportunity to gain insight as to what you have in mind with regard to this book, okay? So without further ado, you can, you know, just, you know, we can just start talking. You know, let's talk about the concept. Let's start talking about the book. What do you have in mind? You know, what is the subject of this book? And let's go with this.
Yes, sir, definitely. Okay, so I was able to think about a few things. Honestly, I've never done this. I've always had it into my mind. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to do this, first and foremost.
Sure.
So I find very interest in it.
Okay.
It might sound like I'm all over the place.
That's okay. That's
I'm
perfect.
I'm pretty sure you'll be able to,
I've been in this line of work for the last 15 years, so trust me. You know, I completely understand where you're coming from. And, you know, what usually happens is, you know, we have a huge portfolio of clients, and not all of them, you know, are established writers. So that's why, you know, you and a lot of other people sort of sign up for people, you know, for firms and companies like us so that we can assist you. So it doesn't matter if you are a complete novice or you are an established writer, but, you know, at some point of time, you do need assistance. So, you know, the more you are not attuned to this kind of, you know, work, it's better for us, actually, so that we can explain the entire process to you, okay? So you don't have to worry about it at all. So you can just speak your mind out. You know, it doesn't have to be structured. You can just talk about the idea. So let's talk about the idea that you have in mind for this book.
Okay, so my idea was more so this married couple, when they were married, she turned into a widow. Her husband went out to the bar with a colleague, got into a car accident, had too much to drink. I was more so thinking that the colleague spiked his drink to cause him to cause the accident and die due to the colleague has an infatuation with the wife. Wife doesn't know. Innocent wife is innocent. Never suspected anything. Of course, she's mourning for her husband's loss. She's now a widow. So the colleague, which husband friend, you know, is there for her, shoulder to cry on. He does show little signs of, infatuation, like kind of gives her hints, but she's kind of in denial and doesn't want to believe it.
Okay.
So she, you know, ignores it, proceeds with her daily life duties. And then little by little, she notices it and she starts falling for it, and then they go ahead and proceed being passionate with one another. She still is unaware that he was the one who was the cause of her husband dying.
Okay.
And then, let's see, so I haven't really thought anything else behind that. But I was thinking more so, I don't really know the plot of that one. So basically, they continue to be romantic until she starts noticing little gestures that he makes here and there, saying that, you know, it's kind of best that your husband did pass away. So basically, like, he throws little hints, but she still doesn't really put two and two together.
Okay.
That he was the cause for the death of the husband.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
And so as of right now, basically that, and then the ending story of it, she does find out that he was the cause of it.
Okay.
So it wound up being like a, I would say, I'm trying to think of the ending. I haven't really thought of how I want it to end it. But I do know that she, I do want her to find out.
Yeah, it would make more sense for her to find out.
That's where it lies the rub.
Yeah.
It's a twist.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah, that would be the twist, her finding
so,
out.
So, Raquel, let me ask you this. First question. How did you come up with this idea? What was the inspiration behind this idea? I mean, obviously, as human beings, there is no limit to the use of your creativity and ingenuity. I mean, even I can come up with so many ideas, which I can write a book on. So, there's so many things that are happening around us. You know, you meet people, you pick up a story, and you think that you can come up with something extremely intelligent with it. So what was your sort of inspiration behind the story? Is it like based on a true event that you know somebody, it happened to them? You watched a movie?
No, really not so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. So more so like, I wouldn't even say a movie. For me, I like a lot of like, Lifetime movies, and I'm always like thinking of a plot. Ooh, this would have been a good ending, or this would have been like a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stuff that would really attract my mind into wanting to watch the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I think of ideas on how to twist the story, or this would have been better. I didn't like the ending of that. This should have been the ending of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of make up my own scenarios and stories in my mind on how I feel like the movie should go or end.
All right. Okay. So have you written something in the past, or is this your first attempt at writing, something like this?
So this would actually be my first attempt. I do like writing. Like, I'll just randomly write. Or, like, I sit there and just random. Like, I told him, one of your colleagues, I told him, I'm more like a mental writer. Like, I can sit here and think of so many things, but I don't really take it and write it down.
Right.
So, like, I have so many ideas or, like, concepts on what I want to do, but I never really jot it down.
Okay.
Because I feel like sometimes when I write, it doesn't make sense. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
You know, writing is something which entails a lot of creativity, and you have to be in that particular zone, to sort of stimulate your imagination. So it is not something that can, it comes to you naturally, but at the same time, the ambiance, the environment, it has to be as such that you have to treat writing as a full-time profession and an occupation. This cannot be a hobby. This is not something that you can do on the side while you have a full-time profession doing something else. So I get it. I understand where you're coming from. Okay. So with regard to this book, the idea that you have you written something in your own words, in your own handwriting, or you have typed something on a computer in the form of a manuscript?
No, sir.
No.
Like I said, I like really just visualize it more so, and I've never took the time to like just actually write it down.
Okay. Now, Raquel, let me ask you this. You already know what sort of a genre this book will fall under. So do you have in mind as to what should be the ideal word count for this book? 60,000, 70,000? How many pages or how many chapters do you think would be the best fit for your book?
So I honestly...
How about this? Word count, chapter count, let's forget about it. How many pages you think so would be appropriate? let's talk in layman's term. Pages. Say 250 or 300 pages, perhaps.
So I was thinking more so like, because I'll say like 200, between 200 and 250.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. That
would be an ideal for
ideal for this sort of a
scenario.
Book. I completely get it. Yes,
yeah.
I agree with you. Okay. Okay. So for a 200-250 page book, we are basically looking at around 13 to 14 chapters. Again, which is a good count.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
it is not too much of a drag. It is not, you know, it's basically keeping your readers
boring.
Engaged. And, you know, they're not bored at any time. So what usually happens is
right.
the longer the writing, the more it just basically lingers on. And you just, you know,
yeah,
the reader just loses interest in the entire in the writing part of it. Okay, perfect. Okay, so here's how the process is going to work out for both of us, okay, more so for you. So what's going to happen is that now since this is a completely fiction book that we are trying to write here, so I would basically expect that you would give me the complete freedom and leverage to come up with the ideas as far as, you know, the working title of every chapter. I'll basically position and structure the entire concept for you. So what's going to happen is that we will write one chapter for you, okay? So I'll complete chapter one, and I'll circle back to you at chapter one. You will look at the chapter. You will read it. You will review it. You will do all the revisions and changes that you deem would be perfect for that particular chapter. So what we are basically trying to achieve here is a collaborative partnership between you and I. So I develop something, I give it to you, you do your bit, you come back to me, I do the revisions, and then we move on to chapter two. So what we are doing is that we are writing this book on a chapter by chapter basis. So, you know, why is that important? It is important so that, you know, we would have a clarity of thought. We would not have too much writing in front of us that would basically sort of clutter our mind. So one chapter for now. Say for the first 5 to 6 chapters, we'll write the book on a chapter by chapter basis. So once you are used to this process, you are used to this idea, and you are comfortable working around this idea, then we will jump to a phase where we will write 3 or 4 chapters in one go, and we will give it to you. You will review those 3 or 4 chapters, and you will come back to me and say that, hey, Don, I went through all these chapters. This is what I think was wrong. I went ahead and corrected it, so we'll move on from there, okay? So this entire process for a 12 to 13 chapter book will take at least 2 to 3 months to be completed. Now, within this 2 to 3 months, we would also factor in that once the manuscript is completed, we'll take about 10 to 12 working days to complete the proofread, edit the entire manuscript and make sure that it conforms with all the industry standards of Amazon or Barnes & Noble, so that after that, you know, when the publishing phase comes, the book will be correctly formatted and we'll go from there and we'll put up the book for publication, okay? And during this time frame, while we'll be writing the book on a chapter-by-chapter basis, one of our design teams will also come up with the artwork for the book cover design as well. So what we basically do is whatever the book is about, whatever the content of the book is, in accordance with the content and the writing, you know, we will come up with at least 6 to 7 different ideas of book cover.
And I have a great idea for it. I was already kind of like pre-thinking.
Perfect. So what we'll do is we'll share our ideas. If we like your idea, we'll go ahead and develop a book cover around that. Or we will come up with a hybrid, you know, something from my side, something from your side. We'll mix it up. We will hash it up and come up with a completely brilliant, you know, different and a brilliant concept for a book cover design. Okay.
Yep.
So again, you know, you might find right now this process to be a bit cumbersome, but trust me, you know, once we have crossed that stage of the first 3 or 4 chapters, you will be completely at ease with the entire process. So once you are at ease, you know, it will be basically a walk in the park for both of us, okay? I'll complete the writing. I'll give it to you. You'll circle back to me in 4 or 5 days with your revisions. And once we have that, once we have the approval on one chapter, we'll move on to the other, okay? So this way, we'll make sure that would develop that harmony between the two of us, our working relationship, and at the same time, it will greatly benefit, you know, as to how the book reads, how the book is written, and, you know, we'll be basically moving around at a very fast pace, okay? So having said that, I will go ahead and email you a questionnaire. You can take your time filling that out, okay? Once you have completed the questionnaire, you can email it back to me. And then what we will do is the next phase would be for us to develop a project scope and an outline for the book. So in that project scope and outline, I'll basically break down the entire concept into 12 to 13 chapters. Each chapter would have a proposed working title. And within each chapter, I'll break down, you know, different subcomponents as to what the story would be like in bullet points. So when, and the most important part about this entire process is that you and I will be talking at least a couple of times a week, okay? So, you know, I'll call you for one chapter. We'll share the ideas. I'll write that chapter. I'll send it to you. I'll get your feedback. And then we'll also, within the same call, we'll discuss the ideas for the next chapter, okay? So, this is how the process is going to work out. So first things first, let me go ahead and send you the book writing questionnaire. And once you have returned the book writing questionnaire to me, I will again share a project scope and an outline with you. So once you see the outline, you know, everything becomes very clear to you. So that will basically open up, you know, your mind to a whole range of ideas, which you might be missing out on right now. Okay. So what do you think? You think so this is going to be, you know, a workable sort of a concept for both of us?
Definitely.
Perfect, perfect. So, Raquel, it was wonderful chatting with you. Let me go ahead and get this questionnaire up and running, and I'll have it emailed to you as soon as possible. And hopefully I'll speak with you within the next couple of days. Say on Monday, I'll give you a buzz. I'll send you a text first. You can tell me, you know, about your availability for Monday. And we'll chat on the questionnaire then, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Take care of yourself. It was wonderful talking to you, and I'll speak with you on Monday then, okay?
Yes, sir. Likewise. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, ma'am. You do the same. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.